Today's gospel is one of Jesus' most famous miracles. But when I was praying with this before Mass, the miracle wasn't the thing that surprised me, or the miracle wasn't the thing that caught my attention. What really caught my attention was the relationship that Jesus had with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. We can see that he had much more than just an acquaintance with them, that he was actually really good friends with them. We know from Scripture that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived in the city of Bethany, and then Jesus would often stay there on his way through. But it was much more than an acquaintance. We can see that when they told Jesus that Lazarus was sick, they called him the man that he loved. We see how Jesus wept when he saw his tomb. But what really stuck out to me was how Martha addressed Jesus, the way that she talked to him. She talked to him as a person who has a good relationship with someone else, and she was actually quite direct with him. She was direct and straight to the point. And in their conversation between Martha and Jesus kind of goes through this litany. He says that I am the resurrection, I am the life. And he's trying to tell Martha who he actually is. And then you can tell he looks straight at Martha and he says, "Do you believe this?" She said, "Yes, I believe this." And it is only then that Jesus performed the miracle, that her faith came before the miracle. Her faith laid the foundation for Jesus to be able to perform the miracle. It's not that Jesus couldn't have performed the miracle if she didn't believe, but what would have been the point? What would have been the point for Jesus performing the miracle if she didn't believe in the first place? You hear often people ask, why doesn't Jesus show himself more? Why doesn't he perform more miracles? If we saw these miracles like we hear in the Bible, maybe we'd believe. And I don't think that's the case. We know from Jesus' life that many people saw him perform incredible miracles and didn't believe. That we need our faith to lay the foundation in order to believe these miracles. At the end, Jesus says, "It is because of your faith that you're able to see the glory of God." Fulton Sheen kind of has an analogy for this, why some people see miracles and why some people don't. He said that mud and wax act differently under the summer sun. That the summer sun is kind of like God's radiance. And for mud, it becomes hardened. But for wax, it becomes softened under God's greatness in the summer sun. That for some reason, some are able to see and some aren't. And it's all because of their faith. To give another little example of this, right after I graduated high school, I took the pilgrimage to Rome, the same pilgrimage that we have with our seniors or with our juniors. We were in the small city of Gubbio. And the city of Gubbio is famous because that's where St. Francis went and tamed this wild wolf. Then in the story of St. Francis, he went to the city, and this wolf was terrorizing the city. And St. Francis came in, confronted the wolf, and tamed him. And there's a little chapel there, just a tiny little chapel. And you're supposed to pray for people who have fallen away from the faith in this little chapel. So we were in the chapel, and the guy in front of me was a classmate of mine who throughout the year had fallen away from the faith. He was one of the smartest kids in our class, but for some reason he fell away from the faith in his senior year. And he was right in front of me, and I remember in the chapel praying for him directly, specifically for him. And when we were in the chapel, he just started shaking. And all the chaperones kind of kicked us students out so they could see how he's doing. And as we were outside waiting for them, I was asking the other students, my other classmates, I said, "Were you guys praying for him?" And every single person said, "Yes, we were all praying for him. All of us had him in mind when we were in that chapel. We all saw this as a miracle. Was it a miracle? I don't know. Maybe. We saw God physically shaking him in a way in this chapel in which you pray for people who had fallen away from the faith. When this young man came out, we asked him, we said, you know, what did you think? Like, what was that? What was going on? And he said, it was just dehydration. I just wasn't drinking enough water throughout the day. Was it dehydration? Was it a miracle? I don't know. We saw it as a miracle. We saw it as God trying to specifically touch his life. For some of us who had faith, saw it as a miracle. For others who didn't have faith, could have just been dehydration. That we need faith in order to see God's glory. So how does this really apply to our lives? What does this mean? That when we pray, at times, even I find myself, do we put God to the test? Do we say, give me a miracle, then I'll believe. God, give me this, then I'll believe. I think we all just need to ask for an increase in faith. We all could use more faith in our prayer life in order to better understand what Jesus is trying to say. In just 1.5 weeks, we're going to go through the Easter Triduum. We're going to go through the passion and death of God. In 1.5 weeks, we're going through the passion and death of God. And if we do not have faith, we are not going to be able to receive the resurrection. That if we don't have faith, we're not going to be able to understand the resurrection. And that Easter is just going to turn into something with Easter bunnies and Easter eggs. We're going to miss the entire point. That we need to have faith so that everything that we have done this Lent isn't in vain. That we can better receive what Christ is willing to give us at Easter time. So I just encourage you guys, in these last couple days of Lent, to really just beg the Lord to increase your faith. I pray it often to say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me understand what I do not know. Help my unbelief. And from this, we will all be able to better receive what Christ is willing to give us at Easter time.